This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Milton Moore, a dermatologist, pharmacist, and founder and CEO of Moore Unique Skincare LLC and Moore Unique Dermatology and Spa. A proud alumnus in three prestigious historical black colleges and universities, Dr. Moore has contributed to not only groundbreaking medical advances based in ethnic diversity, but also been a leading voice in the fight for social justice. And Dr. Moore, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
And Dr. Moore, certainly our pleasure as well. So for starters, how did Moore Unique Skincare begin? Let's start there.
Okay. Well, it started out with I went to pharmacy school to become a pharmacist. And then I realized before I graduated that Walgreens was buying up all of the pharmacies, so I wouldn't have an independent pharmacy or have access to several independent pharmacies. So I said, okay, well, let me reinvent the wheel. What else can I do? So I looked into medical school, and I looked into how could I use my pharmacy knowledge to the best of my ability. And it came up with that dermatology would be the best way because of the formulations and creams and ointments that are used in dermatology that I have knowledge of. So I went to medical school straight through to medical school and then straight on into dermatology. I did my dermatology training at Howard University Hospital. And when I was a resident, senior resident, I, you know, had been suffering for some time with the razor bumps and ingrown hairs that I really hated, but there was nothing I could do about it. And even through residency, there wasn't any prescriptions that I or my attending could write that would help me with the problem. So I said, let me see if I can solve this problem myself. So I started putting together my pharmaceutical knowledge together with my dermatological knowledge of what should work, and stumbled upon something that really made a big difference. It got rid of my ingrown hairs and razor bumps, which was moderately severe. Every time I would shave, they would bleed, and I wouldn't be able to button up my collar until, you know, the blood dried. And so it was very it affects your self-esteem, and it's really a medical problem. It's not just cosmetic, and many people suffer various degrees from, you know, mild ingrown hairs and itching and redness and found in Caucasian individuals, especially those of Jewish descent. But it's good for anyone who wants a closer, better shape. I developed it and then I patented it. And then I said, okay, I can't treat everybody when I started my practice of dermatology. I said, let me start a skincare company where I can get this technology out to a large number of people in order to be able to benefit them. Because the way I look at medicine is that, you know, we take an oath of healing and making people better. And so that was a very important thing, that this I was providing something that no one else had a resolution for. And so that's what gave rise to the Moore Technique Unique Shaving System. We have four different products together, which is called the Ultimate Shave Solution, even though you could buy individual ones of the four products, which is one is a antibacterial wash that cleans the skin and kills the bacteria on the surface. So if you get any micro cuts, which you normally do when you use a razor, and then it decreases the bacteria content. And then there's the razor rash cream you put directly on the area that you shaved, which is antibacterial also, and softens the hair and keeps it from growing back in again. Then a part of the system is a toner cream It's not like stringent toner cream. They call it toner cream because it helps to even out the color and texture of the skin. It's an exfoliant, and that's applied all over the whole face, because it's one thing to have good-looking beard area, but you want your whole face looking good. And so that's why I said, let me have a shaving system that would not only give you a better, closer shave than ever possible, but have you looking good as whole. And so that's what gave rise to the more unique product line of shaving.
Well, you got to love it. And not only that, but there's a lot of need for that in the market as well. Take that even further. How are more unique skincare products unique in the space?
Well, there's patents that I filed. I have 6 patents that cover the products. And, you know, if you have a U.S. patent, you have to be unique. You can't copy what other people have. You have to have some science and technology behind it. And so I have 6 patents that cover these products with the ingredients and the way they work. And they're just extremely effective. And that's something that I pride myself in, that I would never launch a product that wasn't effective or only mildly effective. It has to be significantly effective for me to feel good about, you know, getting behind it. So that's what gave a launch to, you know, the shaving system. Now, we've expanded since that time to encompass some products in the last 2 or 3 years. We have a shaving gel for women called Silky Hydroglide Shave Gel for women to shave their legs and underarm and bikini line. And it gives a closer shave than they can get without getting ingrown hairs. But it's anti-aging as well. So after you get through shaving with it, you apply more as a lotion, and you have anti-aging as well as a close, smooth shave without the nicks and cuts that you normally would get. In addition to that product for women, we launched a new lotion that is an anti-aging lotion that moisturizes the skin. But in research with using it on patients, we discovered that miraculously it is effective with neuropathies such as diabetic neuropathy and pain like rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. So we're working with some neurologists and rheumatologists on getting that product out to people as well, to be able to help them. So a new patent has been filed on that as well. So not only does it give the skin a 24-hour moisturizing effect, but if you suffer from any type of neuropathy or pain in the joints, it alleviates that. And what was so significant was that after only 5 minutes, the results, we did a clinical study that showed that within 5 to 7 minutes, everyone got relief, and the relief lasted all the way from 7 to 26 hours, depending on the type of pain in the individual. So it's something that's, you know, really revolutionary, and we're very proud of it as well.
And certainly a lot to be proud of, for sure. Now, tell us, what is your hashtag Black Skin Deep initiative all about? Get into some of the details on that.
Okay, well, a hashtag Black Skin Deep is kind of a feed off of Black Lives Matters. When it started, you know, I really was moved, and I'm still very moved by the passion that the number of people that invoked that principle all over the world, not just in the United States, and, you know, people really waking up to the fact that, you know, people of color have been discriminated against and have not been given the same fair shake that many of the general community gets. And so in being sympathetic to what it was for, you know, all the way across the board with Black Lives Matter, I said, let me see if I can do something to bring attention to the discrepancies that are felt by entrepreneurs when they launch their products and they're not given the same mainstream access to be successful. And so I launched the Black Skin Deep podcast on all of the different platforms that talk about that. I've done business with Walmart and Walgreens, CVS and many of the large retailers. But there was always a struggle in that, being that I was African American, frequently my product, even though it's for general market as well, not just ethnic, always got skewed into just the ethnic stores and only got, you know, 10-15% of the stores for distribution, which, you know, really was a hindrance, you know, to the company. And so I wanted to bring more awareness about the fact that good products that are sound products that are made by entrepreneurs that happen to be African American or people of color deserve the opportunity to have a fair business shake and distribution in order to be successful. You know, with these large companies, they typically don't give very long for you to be a success to get up to speed. And if you don't get, jumping off the shelf in, you know, 9 months, then come three more months of evaluation, you're out the door. But if you've been limited to begin with, it makes it difficult. And it had been difficult for me because of those limitations, because when you advertise and you're only in 10-15% of the stores, people go look for it, they can't find it, and you lose sales, but even though you spent the money trying to advertise. So I'm trying to bring the awareness not only to the public, but to mass retailers to give a better, a fair shake to ethnic entrepreneurs in order to allow them to bring their products to the market, which they significantly have many products that are very successful and very good products. But, you know, the exposure is just so limited. It's like gold in a box.
Now, isn't that the truth? And well explained, and certainly appreciate the hashtag Black Skin Deep initiative. Thanks for that. Today we are joined by Dr. Milton Moore. He's a dermatologist, pharmacist, and founder and CEO of More Unique Skincare LLC and More Unique Dermatology and Spa. He's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Moore, in addition to More Unique Skincare, what are the specialties of your clinical dermatology practice?
Okay. Well, we do general dermatology as well as cosmetic dermatology. We have state-of-the-art equipment, laser equipment, and equipment, radio frequency wave equipment that allows the skin to look more youthful as far as tightening the skin without having the downtime. We also have the technology now to correct old acne scars. Many times before, people just had to suffer with the old acne scars. And if they did something about it, it was a very invasive process of, you know, peeling the skin and it being completely raw and not being able to work for 2 or 3 weeks and the like. But now the technology is available in order to tighten up and improve those old scars with radio frequency waves with a device called IndiMed. And so we have the IndiMed device that's used for acne scars. It's also used to tighten, you know, the neck and signs of aging, as well as the nasolabial fold in order to give a more useful look. And the good thing about it is the results are more long-term than just putting collagen injected into the skin, which we do as well. But these procedures I'm talking about with the IndiMed are more long-lasting than a temporary fix. We also specialize in removal of keloids on the ear and the body. You have to know how to treat keloids because they're commonly found more in Asians and in African Americans. But if you just cut them off, which sometimes some plastic surgeons, they know how to cut it off, but they don't know how to prevent it from coming back. And it has to be pre-treated for 3 months with corticosteroids in order to prevent it from coming back when you remove it. So we've had a big success with not getting regrowth of keloids when we do the removal of keloids. And people come to me from all over the country with keloids desiring successful removal. So that's something that we pride ourselves as well. Another condition that we do that's not commonly dealt with is the little unsightly moles on the face and neck. They're, for short, they're called dermatosis, DPNs, and that stands for dermatosis papulosa nigra. And they're just little small, little unsightly moles. They get larger as you mature. They're not cancerous, but they just don't look good. And some people's face are completely almost covered with it. And it's something that we do in order to clear those in one procedure with the laser, and the face is clear. It makes them look younger and has smoother skin, because you can't hide it with makeup because they're raised. And so that's something that we really focus on as well. We pride ourselves in doing things that everybody else isn't necessarily doing or don't know how to do. The key thing is getting the word out to people that these type of services are available, and we're trying to do that for nationwide as well, because we do have people that come from other cities. We have even people that come from out of the country that finally do hear about us and want to get our services. We're committed to results when we treat patients. If something is not improving, we're going to go back to the drawing board. We're not going to just say, well, just keep on doing what you're doing, pay at the window. No, we're going to go back to the drawing board. We're going to find something that works and makes a benefit for you. People deserve to get results when they're paying their money and they're suffering with whatever condition that you have. And sometimes it just takes thinking out of the box in order to get some improvement. You may not be able to get the total clearing of it, but many patients will appreciate any type of improvement that you can give them, because they haven't gotten it elsewhere.
Dr. Moore, it certainly sounds like you stay awfully busy, but you're certainly making an impact, and we certainly also appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. Lastly, what's next for your more unique empire?
Okay, well, as I said, we have a patent filed for our new lotion, Hydroglide, pain relieving lotion, and so we're working with some of the big pharma companies to see about getting some licensing rights so that we can get it out to the mass, because so many people suffer with pain and could use something, you know, that would help with their pain and help with the neuropathy, because there isn't many things that, you know, help with it. So we're expanding that. Another thing that I've done, I guess, as part of my, Black Skin Deep thing, is that I've cultivated my sons to be my backup. My oldest son is a board certified dermatologist as well, who's practicing out of San Antonio, but he's part of my company and gives input and new input into the technology. My youngest son is a corporate lawyer. He was with Vince Elkin and left there and decided to start his own company, skincare company, with a high-end line, which I'm part owner, and I develop the products for him. So, you know, it's kind of like the family's involved. I have the troops coming up from the rear, with what I'm doing to make a difference for people. And people can get access to our website on more, M-O-O-R-E, and then unique, because the products are unique.com. So it's moreunique.com. And they can learn more about me and the blogs and all of the products that make a difference in people's lives. Now, for the dermatology aspect, to learn more about some of the skin things that we treat, we have another website called Unique Dermatology. com. And so you can learn more literature information, because we find that when people are well informed, they make the best decision and they make the best patient and client. So we try to make sure that we educate you on what we're doing, what we have to offer. So Unique Dermatology, if you're interested in dermatological services, and moreunique.com if you're interested in the products and to learn more about just what we've done and putting everything together to make a difference in people's lives. The thing is, someone wants to talk with us directly. We have an email set up, info@moreunique.com, so they can always ask questions, info@moreunique.com. And when they go to our website, there is a portal that will allow them to ask questions on the website as well, which we respond back as well. So again, we like to make sure that we answer questions and that we provide the knowledge so people can make a good informed decision.
I certainly appreciate those bonus details and information as well, and we'll leave links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Dr. Moore, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
All right. Thank you very much.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Milton Moore, a dermatologist, pharmacist, and founder and CEO of More Unique Skincare LLC and More Unique Dermatology and Spa. And for all the details, visit moreunique.com and uniquedermatology.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.